Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for choosing us as your objective source for current events. Popular college majors in America include business, engineering, nursing, psychology, and biology. But there are millions of jobs opening up in a field that may not require a college degree, and the shortage of workers in it is threatening to hurt the U.S. economy. Since last year, that economy has been roaring back from the shutdowns of the COVID pandemic. It's missing workers in the field of manufacturing. Welders are needed. Machinists are needed. Companies have had problems filling these jobs for years, and they say it's only gotten worse. According to a study published Tuesday by the Deloitte Professional Services Network and the Manufacturing Institute, more than 2 million manufacturing jobs could go unfilled by the year 2030. Leaders in the field say many young Americans don't want to work in factories or don't know that there are jobs available there. They say some mistakenly believe robots will take over these positions or that they'll be outsourced to other countries. It is true that robots are seeing increased use in factories. One startup company says it's developed a robotic welding system. But a Manufacturing Institute executive says people are still needed because they're more creative and can develop solutions to future problems. The U.S. unemployment rate, the percentage of workers who don't have a job, is still significantly higher than the record lows it saw before COVID hit America. But manufacturing companies say they're having trouble filling even entry-level positions that don't require previous training. Part of the problem there is that companies like Chewy and Amazon, large warehouse and distribution centers, are attracting entry-level workers away from factories, even though experts say manufacturers can often give more and better long-term opportunities. Some analysts say they need to do more outreach to let people know where the jobs are. In the month of March, American manufacturing hit its highest level in 37 years, according to the Reuters news agency. 10-second trivia. Which of these nations borders the Black Sea? Poland, Moldova, Ukraine, or Greece? Of these options, only Ukraine borders the Black Sea. Crimea is a peninsula in the Black Sea. Officially, it used to be part of Ukraine, but Russia annexed it, meaning Russia took it over in 2014 after Crimeans voted to be part of Russia. At that time, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Crimea's government followed international law by holding the vote, but critics say it was not a fair election. The Obama administration, which led the U.S. in 2014, said Russia's annexation of Crimea broke international law and that the U.S. wouldn't recognize it. Most other nations have also refused to recognize Crimea as being part of Russia, but the peninsula has functioned as a Russian republic since 2014, and it gives Russia a strategically important warm water port in the Black Sea. What's happened in Crimea is one example of a deep divide in Ukraine. The country used to be part of the Soviet Union, which was dominated by Russia. Today, many Ukrainians identify themselves as Russian, while many others do not and want to have closer ties with Europe. There's been an armed conflict in Ukraine since 2014, with Russia supporting the side that wants independence from the Ukrainian government. Tensions have spilled from land to sea.
This is a first glimpse of Putin's latest armada, bristling with weapons in disputed waters between Russia and Ukraine. Kremlin says these are just naval exercises. The missiles are real, and for Ukraine, so is the threat. Ukrainian vessels on the strategic Sea of Azov have been warned to steer clear.
Shall I get on board? No, I'll do it.
But we gained rare access to a Ukrainian coastal patrol setting out in high seas to challenge what they say is Russia's illegal naval cordon, something Moscow rejects. In recent weeks, the Ukrainian Navy says its boats have been harassed by Russia, with Moscow shifting its military focus.
So we've come out here to the very rough Sea of Azov, as you can see. As Russian forces pull back their troops from the border of Ukraine, they're redeploying naval forces here into this sea, of Azov, raising concerns in Ukraine and around the world that the military pressure they're applying on Ukraine from the land is now moved to the sea.
The commander of the patrol boat tells me how Russian forces are increasingly behaving aggressively, blocking access, he says, to what should be shared waters, even stopping what are routine coastal patrols. On cue, the Russians make radio contact. This is boat 444, says the message, reminding you to keep a safe distance. Confirm you're receiving the Russian voice command. We see you, Ukrainian sailor responds, but we're proceeding according to plan.
All right, so we've come to a stop now. You heard the captain there say there's a Russian ship in the horizon. You can just see it over there. It's a Russian Coast Guard ship. We're about 2 nautical miles away, which is just over 2 regular miles. And we can't go any closer because if we do, there could be some interception by the Russians to us. And I think the Ukrainian Coast Guard want to avoid that.
It wouldn't be the first naval clash in the region. This is the extraordinary moment the Russian Coast Guard rammed the Ukrainian tugboat in the area back in 2018. Russian ships also fired on Ukrainian naval vessels, seizing 3 and escalating tensions in the seas off Crimea, annexed from Ukraine in 2014. American ships have been challenged too. This, a low pass by a Russian warplane, witnessed from the deck of a US destroyer earlier this year. Now tensions on the seas are ratcheting up once more.
This rickety old wooden platform near where I grew up that my dad liked to call Take Your Chance Bridge. Hopefully, this is nothing like that. At almost 1,700 feet long and more than 570 feet above a river, this is the longest pedestrian suspension bridge in the world. It takes about 10 minutes to walk across it. It cost $2.8 million to build it. And if you find yourself in Portugal with $14 in your pocket, you too can take a chance, unless it's a bridge too far. It is a long way from Madison County. The water beneath it is not the River Kwai. It's probably not a bridge of spies, and it doesn't lead to Terabithia. But while it'll keep you in suspense, it hopefully won't leave you there. While it'll help you cross, it hopefully won't leave you cross. And once you get there, you'll be able to say you are well traversed in crossing bridges. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. Today's shout-out goes out to the Fessenden School. It is located in West Newton, Massachusetts. There is one way to get your school mentioned on CNN 10. Please subscribe and leave a comment on our most recent show at youtube.com/CNN10.